Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, September 6th, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Brothers and sisters, should 10,000 guys decide for 7 billion? No. So how do we get free of them? A one-day global general strike, followed by another one, followed by another one, is the only way we can get free. We cannot get free working within the interstate system. What is the mechanism by which we organize it? We pick a day, May Day, say, and a year in advance, everyone who claims to be a Marxist or a socialist or a progressive or an anarchist, anyone who wants global human freedom, and not global totalitarianism, which is what we got in this class system because it admits no alternative. All who want each one of us to own our own bodies and grow our own gifts and freely share them without coercion, all who want this, commit to using every means, every network, connection, and medium for promoting with the express and clear goal of global freedom, a one-day global general strike, and to begin visioning it in concrete terms, like someone who works construction. And I don't mean in our jobs, those energy sinks they plug us into. There is no part of a coerced work system that's not corrupted, utterly illegitimate. No, I mean as soul-sufficient beings, as freely developing individualities. Let's put on our car hearts, sisters and brothers, put our hands into that rich soil of our relationships and start feeding it with good information, healthy information, i.e., we were born free and we deserve to keep so. Design a world for ourselves, every one of us, that ensures we can be so with the technology we got. This is more than just possible. It's crying out to us to get done. Our ancestors did not suffer so for us to not use this moment to redeem their sacrifice. We are recognizing, since we're on this practical tip, we find ourselves, when we start organizing a one-day global general strike a year in advance, and once we begin putting those messages out there, there's going to be heavy-duty reaction to that. That's called hidden power, because they're not going to announce themselves. They're going to embed themselves. There is serious embedment right now of false folks in every media organization, every nonprofit devoted to peace and fellowship, good fellowship, in cafes and grocery stores. I mean, serious biz. We got folks who have been organized for some time now. So we got some catching up to do. So we have serious infiltration of all walks of all institutions, all businesses. And so we need practical politics to address that, which is what these shows devoted to soul sufficiency have been about. So we are recognizing that unless we see power where it hides, in that place it resides, of zero consequences for its actions, it can continue to undermine our ability to organize by undermining our certainty that we deserve to be free, that trust and love can exist between us, we commoners, globally, and that we have the ability, both spiritually and materially, to achieve it, our global freedom. We asked ourselves some questions last week. What do we mean by hidden power? How do we see hidden power? Why must we incorporate an understanding of it into our strategic planning? And I'm not sure we answered them except for that last one by implication, by citing as authority R. Kropotkin, and the fact that what is key for us in beginning to move toward the global unity of we commoners is a process for clarifying our picture of the world we want. A world fit for the self-development of our gifts based in mutual aid arrangements. The organization is how we cooperate. Recall we heard from Paul Goodman. And for that, we need certainty. I mean, that's the only thing that we lack right now, is that certainty. So we have to cultivate it with each other through our discussions. And therefore, what is key is keeping power from undermining that whole process with agents and with economic hardship. That's what the strategy of soul self-sufficiency is about. We begin these discussions, we cultivate our open tribalism, our core selves. And we are not turned back by folks who, by the naysayers who say they want global unity, but then say, well, not a global strike. There's a tell for you. And this is not about ferreting out mischief makers. It is about staying focused on that vision once we got it. It's about developing a vision. But while we're developing our vision, moving forward with that one day global strike, because that is necessary regardless of the details of our vision. So we must not wait until we have the perfect picture. And I suggest May Day simply because there's going to be folks who are going to be out striking anyway. And this allows us to interject a new social arrangement globally into that conversation, that it ain't about fixing an interstate system. It is about claiming our unique gifts without coercion, and that we need a new world, a new social arrangement to do that. So that picture is going to excite our brothers and sisters. Just beginning to think about it is going to excite us. When they start looking around at the possibilities emerging with our proliferating discussions, freeing the thought process, thawing that original hope we all start with for a vital existence, that hidden power decimated with its successful systematic planning. Through misdirection, philosophical education, serious misdirection, and making us hunger. That's the practical side. We gotta eat. Along with constant media bombardment designed to keep us uncertain, behind which power hides behind that media. Our opponent feels amorphous. It is the system itself, which is designed to keep us uncertain because we ourselves constitute and reconstitute it daily. A worm was inserted thereby into the fruit of our resistance. And Marx couldn't see it. I mean, how could he? He was right there at the inception of it, you know, way up close. This is something only we can see from the perspective of seeing it unfold. 2020 hindsight, and from the perspective of having some serious folk who've been thinking about this over the decades, their contribution was absolutely necessary. Karl Popper, Alice Miller, our good three, absolutely Terence K. Hopkins, Emmanuel Wallerstein, and Giovanni Arrighi, absolutely necessary. That world systems perspective that did the analysis, and hopefully to our satisfaction, clearly made the case that it is not by working within nation states that we get free. We need a new global vision and new strategies for getting there. And I believe that's what we're about here in this space.